How many of you dread setting financial goals as you feel that it is just a wish and it might not be achievable? The fear of not achieving should not stop you from actually setting the goals. Set goals in such a way so that you should be able to track and measure your performance at every level and thereby make the impossible possible. Understand that setting financial goals is not just about wishful thinking. So as we embark on a new financial year, it's the perfect time to reflect on past successes and failures and chart a course for a more prosperous future. Hey, you are listening to Dream 100 Business Show podcast with Savita Hosamani. We are Dream 100 Business Show are on a mission to help business owners to move to the next level in their personal and business journey by helping them to make smarter decisions. In this show, we decode what goes on in the minds of successful business owners during challenging times and how they converted their dreams into profitable products or services. So in this episode of Dream 100 Business Show, we empower you to take control of your finances and achieve your business goals. So let's explore the art of setting and achieving financial goals for the new year 2024. Before we dive into setting goals for the new year, let's address what we have done in the past year. So take a moment to reflect on the past year. What were your financial wins? What challenges did you face? Understanding where you have been can provide valuable insights into where you want to go. So understand that you had set your goals and maybe you have achieved them well and good. So then you will have to rework on this current year's goals. And for those who have not achieved your goals, understand that you will have to strategize your planning and bring out actionable steps so that you can start improving your financial well-being. Now let's look at the type of the financial goals. From revenue debts to debt reduction goals. Like as I said, some of you might not have achieved your goals. You might even be having a lot of debt. So in such a case, you have two things to focus upon. One, first and foremost, should be reducing the debt. And secondly, to see how to increase your revenue so that you will be able to reduce your debt at a much faster rate. Whether you are a startup or an established business owner, increasing your revenue should be one of the top priorities. And as we discussed in our previous episode, increase your revenue goals, say about 15 to 20% and not to 300 to 500%. Now, the next step should be looking at where all you can control the costs and managing expenses, which is crucial for financial success. So you will have to look at the areas where you feel that you are spending and you are not receiving any kind of revenue. So either you will have to stop that activity or you will have to decide the next deadline where you will be considering stopping that activity. You can also work on negotiating better deals on your current products and services so that you will be able to improve your bottom line. The next step should be managing the cash flow. So whatever cash flow is coming in, it is essential to maintain financial stability and liquidity as well. Ensure that you always have enough money on hand to cover your expenses. So that should be the goal where you will be managing your cash flow expenses. Next comes to the investment goals. If you are generating more revenue and the profitability is also more, then you will have to find out ways of investing so that you will be able to build your wealth over a long term. Explore different investment strategies and how to set goals for growing your investment portfolio. Your investment can be in real estate, it can be in stocks, it can be in terms of gold, mutual funds, and so on. And for those of you who are in debt, it can be a huge burden on your finances. So first thing that you will have to focus upon is paying off all your debts and becoming debt free. That should be the top goal for this year. And for those of you who are not into debts, savings should be on your list so that you will start gaining financial security. Start your savings goals for things like emergencies, retirement, and major purchases. You never know when this electronic components will stop working, or they need regular maintenance and service as they start depreciating after 2 to 3 years. So you will have to start saving money from now so that you will be able to buy things easily or maintain things easily. Increasing your net worth is the ultimate measure of financial success. So see to it that your assets are growing and your liabilities are reducing. Protecting your financial assets is essential for long-term financial security. So manage your tax liability to maximize your after-tax income, and also take advantage of all the available tax breaks which the government is providing. So towards the end, let's understand that financial literacy is very important for a business owner. I hope you will follow all these things to reduce your debt and increasing your finances, and make yourself and your business financially safe and secure. As we wrap up today's episode, I want to encourage you to take some time to reflect on your own financial goals for the new year. Whether you're focused on increasing revenue, reducing expense, or building wealth, setting clear and actionable goals is the first step towards financial success. With dedication and a well-thought-out plan, you can achieve anything you set your mind on to. So thank you for tuning into Dream 100 Business Show podcast, and be sure to subscribe for more episodes on understanding how you can achieve your goals. So until next time, take care and stay financially empowered. Thank you so much for being such a wonderful listener. If you want a free ebook of 33 tried and tested tips of successful business owners, then mail us on dream100@hustle1.com.